Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Oh my goodness, we did it. Ripping off the page of the calendar and flipping right into the new year felt, in a word, freeing. Like it felt like an accomplishment. It felt like permission to take everything we learned, experienced, conquered, and witnessed in 2020 and step into this new year with a wider view of our world and what we can do with our place in it. One thing from last year and every year before it that still feels like a pinch me moment is the opportunity to share this platform with people I deeply admire and respect. Each Gold Digger podcast guest brought their own stories and expertise to the space for all of us, and I will continue to celebrate and recognize their work into this new year. We had so much fun bringing together a roster of Gold Digger guests for our first episode of the year in 2020. And so now I am thrilled to welcome back some of your Gold Digger favorites for one more moment of their wisdom and light. I asked them all one very broad question. What is your advice for 2021? Listening through these, I couldn't help but smile because just like I knew they would, each one came back with something totally and completely unique to their gifts. Happy 2021, everyone. Let's celebrate in podcast form with a virtual party right here on Gold Digger. Let's get this party started. Thanks to Organifi for supporting Gold Digger. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends for plant-based nutrition that tastes great. To get 15% off any product, go to Organifi.com/Gold Digger and use the promo code Gold Digger. I used to believe that natural skincare couldn't work as well. And then I found Primally Pure, and my skin has forever transformed. To see my own skin transformation and get 10% off your Primally Pure order, go to JennaKutcher.com/skincare.
Hey there, this is Danielle Leslie, and I'm the creator of Course from Scratch and Course Alchemy. And if you can't tell by the titles, I help people create and launch online courses that are all around their unique story and that part of the market that only you can help with your story. So if you can follow me at Danielle Leslie on Instagram. Now we are upon 2021 and I am super pumped. Let me share with you what I'm taking into this new year. So in 2020, I call it my quantum leap year. It was really the year I asked myself, how can I collapse time? Right? When you think about a quantum leap, it's about collapsing time and taking something that you thought would take you 5 years and doing it in 1 year or 5 months. So what I want to encourage you to do is ask yourself, how can you make 2021 your quantum leap year? And the first step for me was getting crystal specifically clear about what I want. What do I want? Because the way to collapse time is to strip out the noise of what we quote unquote should be doing and what society thinks we should be doing, what our peers are doing and comparing ourselves. That creates a lot of noise and we end up chasing a lot of balls that don't belong in our court. So the first thing I'd encourage you to do is take some time and sit quiet with yourself and listen to that inner wisdom and ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want to create? How do I want to feel in 2021? You know, fully expressed in my truth, helping, serving, whatever that is. And from there, come up with what you want to create, right? And when you get so clear on that, you can stay committed to it. And you grow what I call your yes to no ratio. You start saying no to the things that take you away from your dream. And you only say yes to what will help you have your quantum leap year. So I'll leave you with that. I wish you all the best and I can't wait to see all your updates online. Bye.
What an honor to be included. My name is Manuela Barron. I'm a sustainability activist and artist, and I teach people how to create change in their own lives that can impact the planet for good. You can follow me over at The Girl Gone Green on all platforms. And my piece of advice for you is this. You are exactly where you need to be. Yep. There is so much pressure to be reaching some sort of milestone, some career timeline, or these huge goals. But I'm here to remind you that every single day, you're laying the foundation. You're creating small decisions, small actions, small steps that are going to lead you to that big moment. I call it my Oprah moment, and I don't actually know what that moment looks like. It is might be completely different than what I expect, but every single day I get to do something small that will eventually lead me to that. And so I want to give you that reminder that you're doing an amazing job and that the little things, the daily insignificant actions, really have the most impact on your life in the long run. It's easy to compare your life to others. It's easy to get stuck in this chase of what's next, but you're doing it right now. Happy New Year.
Hello, Gold Digger podcast listeners. It is so great to be back. Thank you for having me. My name is Ann Julie. I am an entrepreneur, writer, and mom to five little kids. So life is beautiful and very, very busy. My heart and passion is to help women stay awake to the love of God and to savor all of life. Life is a gift. I want women to follow and chase after their dreams, but know that they can do that and their hearts don't have to die on the inside. I would love to share with you three simple rules of life. The first one, your soul matters. It really, really matters. In the process of building a business, our hearts can slowly start to disappear on the inside. But you have to remember that your soul matters. And so a simple way to honor that is to ask yourself a very basic question. How am I doing? How are you really doing in this moment today? What's really going on the inside, on a place that no one else can see on a screen? Answer that question and then tell someone you trust. My second rule of life is to remember that the people I serve matter. They are not just a number, but they are a real breathing person who has pain, a story, a loss, a hope, a longing, a desire. And I have to remember that I'm serving that person, not the masses, but a real person. This makes what I do have so much more value. And lastly, it's okay when you feel a sting. We are offering something beautiful to the world, and when people don't receive it, when they unfollow or unsubscribe, that can actually hurt us. I recently offered some really great content and noticed that dozens of people unfollowed me, and it actually hurt. It's like creating a glorious meal for someone in your house, and you put the food on the table, they look at it, stand up, and walk away. Yeah, that hurts. And it's okay to create space to experience that disappointment. When things don't go the way we hope they would, it's okay to say, ouch. I hope these three rules of life really encourage you. Remember that your soul has worth. Remember the people you serve. And remember it's okay to feel disappointment. It's okay to feel the sting. I would love to stay connected with you. You could find me on Instagram at lovealways.annjulie. That's A-N-J-U-L-I. I hope you have a wonderful and happy new year.
What's up, gold diggers? It's your girl, Tiff McPhears here. And I am so, so proud of you for making it through 2020. I know this year has been unprecedented and shows us that all we really have is the present moment. With that said, I want you to know that you ain't got to be out here rushing yourself, trying to keep up with the Joneses, or in this day and age, keep up with the scroll. Not letting yourself move through your motions and judging your every movement. You are the thing that you're looking for. Every time that you check off a goal or a dream, that's wonderful, that's a blessing, and it's amazing. But you've always had what it takes to do those things. You are blessed, you are chosen, you are anointed, and you are enough as yourself. Never believe that you need
anything outside of you to validate who you are. Everything you do is just the icing on the cake. You're the whole cake, the ingredients, all that good stuff that goes into it. And I encourage you to celebrate all of you and all of your wins, even the quote small ones. I want to leave you today with some mantras from my brand, Lookin, and things that you can say in the mirror. Look in your eyeballs and say this as you celebrate yourself. Everything I do is big. All of me is worth celebrating. I am bold and powerful. I pull up on me with acceptance and love. I am very, very proud of myself. Follow me at Tiff McPherson on Instagram and Twitter. Follow my wellness brand, Lookin, at look_in._ on Instagram. And on Twitter, it's simply at look_in_. Happy 2021, y'all, and beyond. I'll see y'all later.
Hey, gold diggers. My name is Natalie Ellis. I am the CEO and co-founder of Boss Babe. You can find me on Instagram at I am Natalie, or better yet, search for the Boss Babe podcast and tune into our podcast. So what I want to share for 2021 is getting a real handle on your finances. Finances can be fun. They can be sexy. I mean, who doesn't love money? Income and impact go hand in hand, and you are already making so much impact and working hard for the money that you're bringing in. So let's think about in 2021, how you can put that money to work for you even more. So if you're already making it, how can you have the money you're making make you even more money? So whether that's investing in programs and courses that you know have a really positive ROI, whether that's investing in new businesses, new concepts, new ideas, or whether it's really tracking your finances. I love the app Copilot. I have it on my phone and I check in with it every other day and I get to see how much I'm spending, what I'm spending it on. It really holds me accountable. It gives me a full snapshot of how much money I have in my accounts. And then the second hack I had for you is use high interest savings account. If you're not investing your money in stocks, in different things, or any money that you've got left over and it's sitting in your savings account, let's move that into a savings account with high interest. So I love using Max My Interest. I can, you know, open a bunch of savings account with really high interest and then put my money to work for me. So it means that, you know, my Postmates was free this month or my Blowout was free last month. You're actually gaining good interest on the money you've already worked really hard to make. And then to finalize all of this, get really clear on how much your time is worth. And if there are, you know, small repetitive tasks that you know you could pay someone a lot less than your hourly rate to come in and do for you, then outsource it. Make 2021 the year that you really, really get a handle on your finances and make your money work for you.
I look at old pictures of myself and I see a girl who tried every magical skincare potion that was marketed as the answer to my problems with no real changes. What I didn't know is that my body was absorbing every chemical that I slathered onto my face. I got really serious about non-toxic skincare after my miscarriages because what I put on my skin was really impacting the inside of my body too. Although I was skeptical, like, could a non-toxic product really work as well? I tried Primally Pure, and now it is the only line that I'll trust with my skin. Primally Pure uses nature's most precious elements to make non-toxic skincare products that support radiant skin, a healthy body, and a happy self. From deodorant to cleansers to CBD serums, each product is crafted with recognizable ingredients that truly work. I've been using the Primally Pure Clarifying Serum, just 5 drops a day, for a few months, and my skin is breaking out less, it's brighter, and it's helping me keep inflammation down. And Primally Pure Cleansing Oil absolutely changed my skin and the way that I thought about skincare. Feels like magic, but really it's non-toxic skincare that not only does the job, it makes my evenings feel like little spa getaways. For 10% off your order, go to primallypure.com and use the code JK10. That's the code JK10 at primallypure.com. Learn more about my favorites and how I use them at jennakutcher.com/skincare. Thank you to Organifi for supporting the Gold Digger podcast. Drew and I have been loving all of our daily Organifi drinks. They truly taste so good, and the benefits of these super convenient all-in-one blends are really impressive. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offer great tasting plant-based nutrition. Their blends are gently dried superfood powder that you simply mix with water. 30 seconds later, you've got a drink packed with quality nutrition without shopping, chopping, juicing, or blending. Each Organifi product offers a different set of health benefits, like helping increase energy with red juice or calming support so you can fall asleep with ease with the gold tea. We keep reaching for the red juice for an energy boost without caffeine. Listen to these ingredients: red beet, pomegranate, acai, strawberries, blueberries, cordyceps, reishi mushroom. Just a few of the superfoods packed into a powder for an easy mind and body recharge. To get 15% off any product, go to Organifi.com/Gold Digger and use the promo code Gold Digger. That's 15% off any product at Organifi.com/Gold Digger with the promo code Gold Digger.
Hi, Gold Diggers. It's Jamie Kern Lima, founder of It Cosmetics and author of the new book, Believe It, coming out in just a few weeks. Ah, so excited. And, you know, 2021, this is the year to step in to all that you know you were born to be. And my best advice for this year is to really make the decision, right? That no matter how much uncertainty we've faced in 2020, you know, no matter how much more uncertainty is to come in 2021, that no matter all of that, to really just make that decision that we're going to be stronger because of it, right? And that we're going to make the decision to go from, you know, not believing in ourselves to believing in ourselves, and from not trusting ourselves to really, truly putting in the work to learn how to listen to you and trust your own intuition. I mean, your own intuition, your own instincts, your own inner voice, your own gut is so much stronger than anyone else's advice. And so often we let that self-doubt, we let other people's opinions start to cloud everything, and we can't even really, or even our own self-doubt, right? And we can't even really truly break through it all and tune in and listen to our inner knowing. So I say 2021 is the year where we are all going to commit to learning to truly hearing our own intuition and trusting ourselves. And most importantly, my biggest advice, my biggest hope, my biggest prayer, my biggest intention for 2021 for every single person, especially women listening right now, is for us to go from doubting we are enough to truly knowing we are enough. Because when we do that, it's how we truly start and go full speed ahead in that journey of stepping into all that we are and all that we were born to be. Love you guys. So excited. I believe in you.
Hi, it's Jen Olmsted. I am Jenna's website designer and the co-founder of Tonic Site Shop, where we sell customizable website templates for the modern stylish creative, or basically templates for people who don't think they like templates is what we typically say. And if you want to follow along with our business and our Instagram, you can find us online at tonicsiteshop.com and on Instagram at tonicsiteshop. But today I'm not going to be talking about website design, because when I thought back over 2020, there was one phrase that our marriage counselor recently shared with us that has just stuck in my mind and changed me. And it's when we are talking about being willing to be the first one to apologize or take responsibility and kind of just lay ourselves down when it doesn't feel right to do that. She said, "Grace changes every vessel it moves through." So we do that because grace changes every vessel it moves through. And I think if there's anything we've learned in the past year, it's that we have to find a place of empathy. We have to create common ground in a world that just feels so divided, and we have to give grace. We all need grace desperately, because we can't possibly know the struggles and the joys and the story anyone else is experiencing, but we can give them grace upon grace upon grace, and that changes everything. So I'd like to encourage you to join me in 2021 in just committing to give more grace, both in my personal and professional life, and give it to myself as well, because grace changes every vessel it moves through. And I hope that helps you like it has me.
Hey there, Amy Porterfield here. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Amy Porterfield, or tune into my podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. So here's my best advice for 2021. Commit to only a few core projects throughout the year. Get crystal clear on what you want to work on, how you can serve your audience the best, and drill down into those projects throughout the year. Now, what this means is you also have to commit to saying no more often. And FOMO is alive and well. I know you don't want to miss out on opportunities coming your way. However, if you're really clear on how you serve your audience and where your zone of genius lies, you will then want to focus on just a few core projects so you can make a bigger impact for those you serve. What this will do is it will allow you to be less overwhelmed, stretched too thin, and stressed out on a regular basis, and it will allow your audience to know how you serve them best. Here's to your best year yet.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Candace Kumai. You can find me at Candace Kumai on Instagram, CANDICEKUM as in Mary, AI, or at CandaceKumai.com. Throughout my career of writing many books and being a journalist in New York City to LA to Tokyo, I would say my best business advice is you're going to have to take the high road, especially when things get shitty. That's the time to turn around and pivot and make sure that other people know that you're the real deal and you're serious because you're the only one that's on your way to the top. The journey to the top is a very desolate and isolating place. So make sure that you keep your friends and your family very close to your heart. My best friends include, you know, preschool, junior high school, and college, and the girls who went through the gauntlet of New York City with me for 10 years, which includes publicists, marketing girls, and other public figures as well. Keep your enemies close and your friends closer. I know that they say typically the opposite, but there are people that are going to hate you. If you stand out, you'll be polarizing, and that's not really something that you can control. So you're going to have to let go of all of the shit that comes your way because it's inevitable that it's going to happen. If 2021 is the new year where we expect everything to be shiny and new, there's one thing that we do have to remember, and that's that you're going to have to do a lot of work in 2021. 2020 was a kintsugi process of a year where everything was just broken. We have to put these pieces back together. We have to do the work. We have to take responsibility. We have to be accountable for all of our actions. All of us took losses. All of us lost money. All of us even went through some super gnarly hardships. Personally, I lost the entire year of Olympic coverage with 2020 from Tokyo. And I also lost my family pet that we had for 11 years to cancer. And it was inevitable that the year was just a broken place for everyone to go through. I will remind you that in this lifetime, more bad might happen to you than good. So when the good happens, celebrate the wins. Celebrate the joy and the good times. They come in small packages like family, friends, friendship, honor, love, culture, heritage, spirituality, tradition. Don't lose the things that make you special and who you are. And fuck all the rest. You can't take cars and money, planes, trains, whatever your fancy materialistic love. You can't take any of that with you when you die. So, you know, if we're living in this one time together, we may as well try to get along right now while we can and do more good in this world. The best thing to do is breathe more, find something that keeps you spiritually driven, surround yourself with beautiful people who love and support you and don't judge you, and try to pick up a new book this year too. I commend you, Jenna, the Gold Digger Podcast. Thank you for having me as part of your family. I love you guys. This is Candace K again. You can find me on the Wabi Sabi podcast as well. And I love you guys. Take good care of yourself. And in Japanese, we say, "Ganbatte ne." Always do your best.
Hi, Gold Diggers. I'm Tapsy, an executive mindset coach for 6 and 7 figure leaders and corporate earners. And I am just so honored that you enjoyed my podcast with Jenna. As you reflect on 2020 and get ready to go into 2021, I want to invite you to do your best not to focus on what you didn't get to accomplish, what trips you didn't get to go on, or the family members you didn't get to spend time with. Of course, your emotions are valid. I hope that you honor them however you need to. It's been a tough year for many, some more so than others. Instead, what I want to invite you to focus on is the clarity that you were able to receive, the rest you were able to finally get, the family time you were able to have, and the blessings that came unexpectedly out of nowhere, the mindset shifts that you had. You're alive, you're here, and that is beautiful enough. Follow me on Instagram at Tapsy Vandenbosch. I'm always hanging out on my stories. Happy New Year, Gold Diggers.
Were you scribbling down notes on these tidbits of encouragement and ideas and advice? Like I was. I've learned so much from these brilliant minds, and so this feels like such a special treat for me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. So what's my advice for 2021? Take time to check in with yourself often. Lift your eyes from the screens or the goal sheet you're creating to really make sure that the work that you're doing is moving you closer to the life you're envisioning. Keep a pulse on both your life and your business, and don't get so busy that you don't take a moment to ask yourself, is this aligned with my definition of success? Is this the best way to be spending my time and my day? One of the greatest gifts 2020 brought us was this massive pause that many of us needed, either knowingly or unknowingly. And so I want to take some of that stillness that invited massive amounts of introspection into the new year so that we can continue on the paths that guide us towards the visions we hold for our one sacred, beautiful life. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals and welcome. We made it. Happy New Year. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.